Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for June 2nd, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We'll check in with Farm Director Shauna Olson coming up in just a couple of minutes. Well, China is halting imports of some U.S. agricultural products through state-run agricultural companies. The move comes as a response to tensions between the U.S. and China regarding Hong Kong. Bloomberg News reports state-owned trainers Kofco and Sinograin were ordered to suspend purchases. The latest action by China, which puts a trade agreement full of wins for the U.S. agriculture in jeopardy. Last week, President Trump threatened to punish China for its relations with Hong Kong. China responded by pausing purchases of U.S. ag products, including recent inquiries to purchase U.S. soybeans. A China Foreign Affairs spokesperson says of Trump's comments, the measures announced gravely interfere with China's internal affairs and undermine bilateral relations. However, the retaliation is likely temporary as China will need to buy more soybeans and pork, among other products. China was increasing purchases of U.S. ag products as the nation reopens following the coronavirus pandemic, but at a slower than expected pace to fulfill the Phase 1 trade agreement. Let's get an extension report now from Foster County. This is Jeff Gale, the Foster County Extension Agent.
Planting progress, like in other parts of the region, has been slow and patchy. I was out over the weekend, and I was surprised that people had made some pretty good progress in the central part of the county, but much less when you move east of Glenfield in the eastern part. I talked to one producer on Sunday. I think he had about 200 acres in the ground, and he wasn't optimistic that he was going to get anything else in the field this year. Going pretty tough. Yeah, producers have had to pick and choose their places and, of course, farm around the wet areas.
Again, that is Jeff Gale, the Foster County Extension Agent. The Department of Agriculture last week lowered its export forecast for fiscal year 2020. The USDA's Economic Research Service says the COVID-19 outbreak has created a shock to the world economies that will cause an unusually high level of uncertainty for the foreseeable future. ERS projects 2020 agricultural exports at $136.5 billion. That is down $3 billion from the February forecast, primarily due to reductions in bulk commodities. Projections for soybean exports were reduced $1.9 billion to $16.5 billion, due in part to the increasing competitive Brazilian exports. Corn exports were projected at $8 billion, that is down $500 million, pressured by ample exportable supplies and weak domestic use for fuel ethanol. The forecast for wheat exports is down $300 million to $6.1 billion, and livestock, poultry, and dairy exports are unchanged from the February projection of $32.4 billion.